4 months into the House investigation of the deadly attack on the Capitol January 6th, the Select Committee has sent out more than 40 subpoenas, held a public hearing, done hundreds of interviews with witnesses, and voted to hold one person, Trump ally Steve Bannon, in contempt. We're told the panel is very much still in fact-finding mode. And what about the prosecutions? For that, we take you live to NBC4 investigative reporter Scott McFarlane. Scott, welcome back. Your reporting high-level defendants are trying to withdraw and appeal their guilty pleas after getting tough sentences. Explain to us what's happening here.
Hey, Dimitri, this is quite something. We've reached the stage of the prosecutions where they're starting to get to sentencing on the higher level defendants, those accused of either assaulting police or committing provocative acts at the Capitol January 6th. We've seen three high level defendants sentenced, including the so-called QAnon shaman, the one with the horns and the face paint and the fur. Each of those three has indicated he may try to appeal his own guilty plea and his own sentencing. That's something that's rarely done in the criminal justice system, rarely done in the federal system. But all three are starting to have second thoughts about pleading guilty after they've been sentenced.
Lots of Thanksgiving holiday travel was approved, you report, even for defendants accused of beating police officers.
Yeah, this is also something that stands out because a lot of people wonder how you can be accused of a January 6th crime and be permitted to travel. Well, a former federal prosecutor tells me it's quite common for those who've been permitted to be released from jail pre-trial to be given permission to travel pre-trial. They haven't pleaded guilty to anything. They haven't been convicted of anything. And the courts tend not to restrict movement before there's a guilty plea or a case is disposed of. That said, we've seen some singularly interesting examples of this. One of the accused assaulters of police was not only permitted to travel to his hometown of Lakeland, Florida over Thanksgiving, he was permitted to travel to his hometown where one of his co-defendants is from and from where one of his co-defendants remains a fugitive from justice. We also saw a few weeks ago, Dimitri, one of the defendants permitted to go to a Pittsburgh Steelers-Denver Broncos game. A lot of people have expressed concern about that, but I'm told this is typical in the federal system.
And turning to Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio, he's had a series of bad breaks after pleading guilty to stealing and burning that Black Lives Matter flag from a D.C. church.
Yeah, he's not charged from January 6th. He was arrested in December, but has been trying to get himself released to home detention from his five-month D.C. jail sentence for stealing that flag. And he was rejected. The judge basically saying, Dimitri, what makes you any different than the hundreds of other inmates in the D.C. jail? Even if conditions are substandard, according to federal marshals, the judge says you're just like everybody else. What's more, Tarrio has been subpoenaed by that January 6th committee you referenced, so he's facing that, and a civil lawsuit from injured Capitol Police officers. The legal troubles are piling up as Tarrio is locked up in D.C.
A final thought, Scott. You know, we as journalists, we put the facts out there. It's up to people listening and reading to draw their conclusions. But based on the first couple of things we discussed here, is the legal system, can we say, being too easy on a lot of these defendants?
Oh, I hear that criticism. I get emails and messages about that every day because what's happened here, Dimitri, is the Federal Justice Department has disposed of the lowest level cases, you know, the misdemeanor cases, those not accused of assault or of damage, those who were in the Capitol for a few minutes. And largely, those defendants have received either home detention, probation, or jail sentences that are measured in days or weeks, not months or years. Time will tell. One former federal prosecutor says, wait for the mid-level and high-level sentences before judging whether anybody's going too easy on anyone.
We appreciate the update as always. Have a great weekend.
You too.
That's Scott McFarlane, NBC4 investigative reporter, joining us every Friday night at this time for an update on how those prosecutions are going for January 6th.